All right, Marks and Reese on the Trade. We're back every Tuesday. We go back to the year 2008, 10 years ago this year. The Phillies reversed the curse, won the World Series, ended the championship drought for the city of Philadelphia. This week, what's today, June 12th? June 12th, 2008, Phillies beat the Marlins, blanked the Marlins 3-0 to improve the 40-28 on the season. Jamie Moyer goes 8 innings.
Hold on, okay.
2 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. With Moyer, it was slow, slow, and slower. Normally, by the 6th, 7th inning, they were timing him, and they started hitting him around. Brad Lidge with a save his 18th, lowering his ERA to .93. Some notable things in the Phillies lineup. J-Roll, 2-for-5.
All right, J-Roll.
Chase, 2-for-4.
All right, Chase.
Pat had 2 hits. Pedro Feliz went 2-for-3. So let's see who got the RBI. It must have been an error. Only 1 RBI.
Ryan Howard was still batting .204 at this time.
Ryan Howard was still batting .204. He turned it on.
At some point.
At some point he did. He turned it on, did Ryan Howard. So there you go. And the Phillies had eight.
How about that Sota Gucci? Sota Gucci.
Love Sota Gucci.
Right.
He was great. Phillies were in first place at the time. 3 games up on the Marlins. I never remember when the Marlins were good except for the years they win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sell everybody off. They beat Scott. Remember Scott Olsen? They beat Scott Olsen. He hated the Phillies, Scott Olsen. He would come out and say that he'd hit people. I remember L.A., who joins us tomorrow. I remember listening to him and being like, you gotta hit that guy. You got to get out there. You got to give him a bow tie. Week in 2008, Lollipop with Lil Wayne. Was the number one song.
Okay.
What else here is of note? I feel like these are the same songs we've been talking about for...
Yeah, the songs didn't really change. And honestly, the songs at this time of 2008 kind of sucked.
Late
2000s were not great for music.
Take a Bow, Rihanna. We knew this one. Do you remember this one? Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown, No Air.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
Loving This Club, Usher.
Oh, that's Usher.
Featuring Young Jeezy.
Oh, yeah, that was banging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie release, Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Liv Tyler, Tim Roth.
See, that's the different one. Oh, yeah, no, that's the one. Remember they had that one that was like a CGI?
No.
A Hulk movie? Yeah, it was terrible.
It was bad.
When it came out around that same time as this one, but that's the one I like with Ed Norton.
And in the sports world, the Phillies are getting ripped. In an article on Deadspin, they were talking about the Phillies took J.D. Drew in the 97 draft, but then wouldn't sign with them. Mm-hmm. So there's an article out there because he still got booed and booed and booed. I remember being at a game at the Vet where he hit a home run he was with the Cardinals at the time, to give him the lead. And I never booed him because I always blamed the Phillies for it. He never drafted him. Scott Boras was very clear about what it was going to take to sign him, and he didn't sign, and they wouldn't sign. Something else with the Eagles. Michael Strahan retires. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that was after the first Super Bowl.
June 9th, 2008.
Yeah, okay.
Age of 36.
Man, it took him that long to decide, huh?
Yep. Riding off with a Super Bowl ring on his hand.
Yeah.
So there we go.
So maybe he did it after they got their rings.
Yep.
They waited to the ring ceremony.
Yeah, waited to the ring ceremony.
And finally, this day 10 years ago, the Celtics beat the Lakers to win the finals in 4 games.
6 games.
6 games? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, no, it was 3-1, so they didn't win this day. They go up 3-1 in the series.
Yeah.
Kobe only had 17 points in that game.
6-for-19.
Yeah.
Lamar
Odom was their leading scorer. He had 19.
There you go.
Yeah.
It looks like that's it. All right, what else do we got here? Al Gore endorsed Barack Obama for president.
Ah.
There we go.
And now that would have been the year, 2008. That was the year.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go. That's 2008. We do it every Tuesday with Trey. What were you doing in 2008, Trey?
I don't know.
You still playing?
Still playing.
Eagle?
Yeah.
All right. When'd you go to Jacksonville?
2009.
Yep. The following year, right?
Yeah, following year.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eleanor in West Philly. Hi, Ellie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking about a couple of things. One of them is Trey's little episode of line dancing kind of goes with the music, the Kenny Chesney music you were doing yesterday. So that's 2 days. days in a row, we're doing a country thing, right?
Yeah. Yesterday was planned. Today wasn't. We didn't know Trey was at a saloon.
Exactly.
Over
we
the
didn't
weekend.
Know Trey was kicking so it. Well, you know, we know he's cultural, so yes. It just goes in all directions.
I'm a very well-rounded exactly. individual.
I can relate to it. Now, I couldn't stand it. I had to call in about this hugging, crying thing.
Yes.
First of all, I was just going to take the silly road, because you know me, I can go that way. And I just called to say I would hug each of you for 16 seconds. But then I kept listening to the discussion, and I said, all right, all right, all right. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I never heard so many men crying and discussing how much crying they did at home, in the bar, with their friends, with their dads, with their granddads, with their moms. There was so much talk about crying, 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 crying. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember? It was constant. I almost called in back then and said, do you hear all these men talking about crying? So to me, it sounds like the men are emotional. They're very emotional. You know, sometimes that's my theme. You guys are emotional, but you just, as a rule, don't have many outlets for it. So
I cry all the time.
Okay, but occasionally it just busts out. It just busts out. So you cry when you win. You cry when you lose.
Yeah, but Eleanor, I think it's less about crying than just the awkward, weird hug situation, right? I mean, yeah. I'm with you. You, Trey, I'm sure you're watching Garden State or The Notebook, and you're shedding tears.
I cry all the time. I hear a song that touches me in a certain
I
type
do
of
too.
Way. I cry.
Yeah, I ain't buying it.
Some movies I watch.
One of y'all.
I cry.
Oh, no, it's not true.
Yeah, you don't want to hug anybody?
I mean, I'm not going to sit up there and hug somebody for 16 seconds, but
right.
I'm a very emotional person.
No,
I cry all the time.
Here we go. I said this on the air many times.
I have to let it out.
Why is it not working? Oh, here it is. Last time I listened to this, I cried.
My wife.
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's to the point that my wife picks on me sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's
crying?
Yeah. Because she sees a part in the movie and she's like, oh, I know he's over there crying.
Yeah.
Wow. And she looks over there at me and I'm trying to fan my eyes. And I'm crying.
I haven't really cried at a movie since Titanic.
Oh.
Did you? You lose
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I let a couple out for that.
All right.
Let some out for Cleo and set it off. At the end when they killed her.
And he's not kidding, you know what I mean? Too. We get a weekly mention to set it off.
Yeah, that's a very underrated movie right there, man.
It was an awesome movie.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Oh, my God.
Killed Cleo at the end, man. That was a heart.
But she went out right, though.
Like a G. I'd take her over any of my homeboys any day.
You ever see Set It Off, Ben?
No.
No.
No?
Go check it out.
It's a Rotten Tomatoes gives it a decent score, 63.
Good movie.
I've seen it.
Especially all female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ensemble.
Well, that's why it's so emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good flick, man.
Yeah. You don't normally get to see women get shot up at the end of movies. That may have been the first time I'd seen that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You get guys killed at the end of movies.
Of course.
Right? You get that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great.
You typically get a female shot up like that.
Yeah, not like that.
Huh? Yeah. So I got a question. I just saw that. So the Warriors are having their parade today. Mm-hmm. The Caps are having their parade today.
Yeah.
Have you seen what Ovechkin's been doing for the last
week? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So who's enjoying the championship more, Jeffrey Lurie or Ovechkin? It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ovechkin's
the answer. It is kind of close, though. You're right.
Well, considering Lurie's older.
And we're not filming everything that Lurie's doing.
That's true. And he's an owner. Yeah. Ovechkin just got a huge gorilla taken off his shoulders.
Oh, he just made his career.
Right? Like
if he doesn't get a Stanley Cup, he's not the same player that he is now.
He's never viewed it as he should be.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're right.
And now he has it. He can be, he's in that class with the other great ones who have a Stanley Cup on their resume.
Yeah. He was doing keg stands over the weekend, I think. He's dancing.
Swimming in the water fountains.
Swimming in water fountains. Yeah. I got to tell you, I've never seen anybody enjoy a championship like this guy. God bless him.
No, go for it. How much stuff has been in that cup?
Oh, my God.
He's been drinking out of that cup for a week.
Yeah. But is there anybody, you've been around the city for a long time, and the Flyers, since I can remember, have, I don't want to say partiers, but they've always had the reputation of enjoying the area from Rick Tocchet's days, Peter Zezel back in the 80s. Mm. But hockey players in general seem to know how to celebrate when it comes to championships and stuff like that. Ovechkin's definitely been doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't really know.
Yeah. No, I know.
I didn't have the chance.
I don't think not many people alive had the chance.
No.
To see the Flyers win the Stanley Cup.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Phillies in 2008.
I tell you, the Phillies were a group that went out and celebrated.
Yeah.
I remember 2008.
It was a hell of a year.
Obviously, you can see Pat the Bat anywhere.
Oh, good God.
Down there. Ryan got out a little bit.
Victorino did.
Victorino, Jason Worth.
Worth like to.
Cole would get out every once in a while. You would see Chase? Cole pop up. Chase is.
You would see him, but only in certain spots.
I've never seen Chase out.
So down at spring training one year, it was Chase, David Wells, Jason Worth behind in this. You remember, what's the name of the place down there that has the outdoor Shepherds? Down at Clearwater. Has the outdoor bar area or whatever. Then inside there's this cheesy club called The Wave.
The Wave.
Which is, if from a big city, you know, you're like, oh, what is this place? But they were in the behind the Velvet Rope, Trey.
Mm. Watching everybody.
Drinking bottle service.
Yeah.
And Chase had a winter hat on, a beanie. But he wasn't drinking the vodka like David Wells and Worth. He would step over the Velvet Rope to go get a Miller Lite from the bartender. Honest to God.
He wants a beer, yeah.
He's going to get a beer. And people kept trying to take pictures with him, and he wouldn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to be.
Well, once you take one, you're going to be standing there all night.
But I think he was afraid of the girls and then ended up on social media and doing everything else.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, hold on. Chase Utley.
There were people that were walking away being like, man, I can't believe he wouldn't take a picture with me. And I was like, I wouldn't take it personally. I just don't think he wants stuff popping up or whatever. I don't know.
No, just face it. Chase is Chase. He's socially challenged.
He's still playing, too. Dad, as they call him.
They call him Dad.
888-729-9494.